There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh my god, Ross, total it back.
It's finally here, the first day of the leaving cert, and the nerves have well and truly gotten to me. I'm staring at the bathroom floor, doubled over with cramps. I should be in the car by now, halfway to school. But I'm like Cersei Lannister, refusing to leave the throne. Honor hammers the door with her hand. She's like, "Dad, you're being stupid." "Stupid is who I am," I go. "Stupid is who I've always been. You need like proper smarts to pass the leaving certificate."
Honor's like, no you don't. It's just a remembering things competition."
"You're only saying that because I promised you 30 grand if you could help me pass it."
You actually promised me 50 grand?
"You see, I can't even remember that. Basic maths."
"Dad, you're spiralling now."
I stand up, and I take a long, hard look at myself in the mirror. All of the colour has drained from my face, and I've got like sweat seeping out of every pore. At the same time, my hands are trembling, like my old dear's do when I go to her gaff and hide all the corkscrews for a laugh.
"Dad," Honor goes, "we've put, oh my god, so much work into this. We're talking like hundreds and hundreds of hours."
"I'm there, and I'm grateful to you for homeschooling me, Honor. But it was crazy to think I could pass this thing." Suddenly, I hear his voice outside on the landing, as in like my old man's. "Step aside, Honor," he goes. "Leave this to Charles." I'm there. "You're not going to persuade me to go through with it, dude." But he's like, "I have absolutely no intention of doing so. I'm sliding a piece of paper underneath the door, Ross." A sheet of A4 suddenly appears at my feet. I pick it up and give it the old left to right. It's like English, H1, Irish, H1, Maths, H1. I'm like, what the fuck is this? "Those are your grades," he goes. "If you decide not to sit the exams and opt instead for predicted results."
Honor's like, "In other words, he's bribed the school to give you maximum points for doing absolutely nothing."
"I've offered them 2 million euros to build a new library," the old man goes. "Only a cynic would see it as a bribe."
"Phi-6, I go, still staring at the page. "What the fuck is Phi-6? I don't do Phi-6. "It's physics," Honor goes. "And yes, you do. Do you remember we learned about weight and mass and temperature and momentum?"
The old man goes, "Stop, Honor. His brain will overheat. Take the predicted grades, kicker. It adds up to 700 points, in case you're struggling with the math."
Honor's there. "Dad, I remember when I was like 8 years old and I was in like sports day in Mount Anvil. I was entered in the sack race, but I didn't want to do it. Not because I was nervous, but because they couldn't get a headline sponsor and there was no cash prize. And you said something to me that I've like never forgotten."
"I'm like, what did I say?"
"You said that quitting is like pissing your trousers," she goes. "It only feels good in the moment, but then you've got to live with the consequences."
I'm like, "That's one of Father Fairley's. You can't use Father Fairley's quotes against me."
"What do you think he'd say if he could see you now?"
"He'd probably tell me to take the predicted grades. He didn't believe that rugby players should have to sit exams." "A man of eminent wisdom," the old man goes. "What you need to understand, Honor, is that Ross, being good at rugby, set the pattern for his life. Off the pitch, he's never actually achieved anything on his own. It's all been favours. The money for this house was inherited from his grandmother. Any jobs he secured, from shred fucking everything to hook, line and sinker, have been down to him knowing the right people. He's never done anything for himself. He's never had to." Hearing him say that makes me feel suddenly calm and secure. But Honor's not letting it go. She's there. "Grandad, he can pass the leaving cert. I know he can."
"Your father is as thick as the wall, Honor. But he's not so thick that he doesn't understand that 700 points for nothing is better than no points for a whole lot of hard work.
I believe in him. As a matter of fact, Dad, I don't want the money.
I'm like, what?
The 50 grand, she goes. I don't want it. I never wanted it. All I wanted was to get you to see that you're not as thick as shit like everyone says you are, including Mom.
That ends up being the straw that breaks the camel's bloody blah. I open the door. Honor, I go. That's the most amazing thing that anyone has ever said to me, obviously non-rugby related. She smiles at me, and the old man smiles at me in exactly the same way. Hang on, I go, suddenly sensing an air of something between them.
You two are in league together. Honor thought it might be a good idea, he goes, for me to play the role of devil's advocate, quote unquote.
This fucking family. I'm there. Okay, if you don't mind, I've got an exam to sit. I tip down the stairs, still feeling a bit wobbly in my legs. I step outside the house to be greeted by a sight I wasn't expecting. There's like 30 or 40 people standing around in the garden. We're talking Fionn, we're talking JP, we're talking Christian, we're talking Ushin. All my friends. Surika's here, and all the neighbours. And they give me a round of applause as I walk to the car, tears streaming down my literally face. I'm thinking, how could I doubt myself with people like these around me? I get into the car. Honor steps up to the window. She's like,
good luck, Dad.
I'm there, thanks, Honor. What have I got today?
English.
Okay, that shouldn't be too hard. I mean, I speak English?
Sort of, yeah. By the way, that thing I said about not wanting the 50 grand.
It was part of the routine?
Yeah, I still want the money if you pass.
There's no if, Honor. I'm going to nail this fucking thing.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.